Our Stella Gione Silver Spirit Award nominations open on August 1st. This award recognizes a citizen of Franklin age 60 plus who has consistently contributed to their community by volunteering their time and energy to improving the quality of life for Franklin's residents.
Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime, on the internet, in your browser, WFPR.fm, or in the local Franklin, Mass. FM radio band. Yeah, the dial, the band, on your car radio, in the home, 102.9 is the number. If you got a button, dial, whatever, if you can preset it, get it there and have it ready for you anytime to be used. Here in our glorious studio to talk about August at the Senior Center with Jillian Rochad. Jillian, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Steve. How about you?
You know, I'm excited for August.
Me too.
I mean, I'm kind of disappointed July's already going.
I know.
But, you know.
Yeah.
That's,
I mean,
life.
It's life, exactly. We still got a whole another some month of the heat coming up, though, so don't worry. Summer's not going anywhere. Exactly.
But it's going to be cool in the Senior Center.
Yes. Yep. As we are a cooling center for the town of Franklin.
Yes, for the days you're open.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yes. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up for August. I can't wait to share it with all of you. The first thing I just want to mention, our Stella Gione Silver Spirit Award nominations open on August 1st. This award recognizes a citizen of Franklin age 60 plus who has consistently contributed to their community by volunteering their time and energy to improving the quality of life for Franklin's residents. So this is a very special award that we have at the Senior Center. We are going to accept the nominations throughout the month of August at the Senior Center. So if you want to come in and nominate somebody, we'll have a paper for you.
Okay.
Our COA board will then review and vote on the winner at their September meeting. So once again, just throughout the month of August, that's where we'll be accepting the nominations for the Stella Gione Spirit Award. And then the winner will be recognized at our Senior Expo that's coming up this fall.
This fall. And the Expo, if I recall, skipped last year because you had a few other things that were going.
Yes.
You wanted to take a break.
Yep.
Reinvigorated.
And we are reinvigorated now. We are ready to rock and roll.
Right. And so, COA, for the reference, is Council on Aging. Correct.
Yes. Right. The Council on Aging Board will be the ones determining the Stella Gione Award winner. The expo will be on Friday, October 2nd. So everybody, please save the date.
Save the date.
Hard to believe that's only 2 months away.
It's coming rapidly.
Coming right up. But we are really excited about this award. I remember being there at the last Senior Expo we had and seeing the award recipient, Joni Deem, and she was just so thankful and everybody was so, it was just a wonderful environment. So we're very excited for
cool.
it.
Cool, definitely.
And then just one other thing I want to mention before we get into August programs, we are going to be doing our first art gallery at the Senior Center.
Art gallery?
Uh-huh. Calling all senior artists. If you are a senior and you are an artist, if you paint, if you do watercolors, if you do clay crafts or woodworking or
any
even
of the
glass.
Multiple ways of delivering
the many mediums.
Art.
Yes, exactly. If you are a senior artist, please give me a call. Me, Jillian, directly. You can sign up by calling me at 508-520-4945. You select option 3, and that gets you directly to me. Or you can send me an email at jroche@franklinma.gov, and that will get you signed up to have a booth at the gallery if you would like. If you would like to just attend the gallery as a spectator, you are also, of course, welcome to. The date will be Thursday, September 24th from 5 to 7. So we're very excited for our first art gallery. I've already got a lot of people signing up. We're going to have plenty of tables, so come on out and showcase your art. Your friends and your family can be there as well. We are also going to be having live musical accompaniment. So it'll be like an official gallery.
Ooh.
And we're trying to see if we can get some Tri-County kids maybe serving some food on platters, things like that. So
up the notch a
little
bit. Yes.
Food makes the people come out.
Certainly.
So that was just a little mention of the art gallery. We'll talk a little bit more about that at the end of today's stuff. moving into August proper, all of the actual August programs happening. Mm-hmm. The first one will be on Monday, August 3rd at 7 o'clock. This is the third session of our summer concert series.
Summer concerts.
We're very excited. We've had two of them already in July, and they were both just spectacularly well attended. Everybody really enjoyed it, especially the time of day that we've been doing them at. The sun is setting in the mm-hmm. background, a little bit of ice cream in the backyard at the senior center. You can't go wrong.
And good music.
Yes, and good music, exactly. So the summer concert will be on Monday, August 3rd at 7 p.m. The Ukulele Friends Orchestra.
Ukulele Friends!
Uh-huh. Affectionately known as the UFOs.
Oh, but not the strange kind.
Yeah, exactly.
The friendly kind.
Yes, they will be there. They actually were at the senior center last year to do a concert, and it was wonderful. They do like modern ukulele covers of modern songs, and it's very, very fun to listen to.
That should be very creative.
So that will be on, once again, Monday, August 3rd at 7 o'clock at night. Then on Wednesday, August 5th at 1 p.m., Joe Landry will be back at the Senior Center. Our friend Joe comes once a month to do a history talk. This month, he is talking about Franklin trivia.
Trivia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was saying to me, you know, maybe some people will be able to outsmart him in the trivia. You never know. Come test your townie credibility.
Yes. Is that a multiple choice or just one answer?
I'm not quite sure. You'll have to come out to find out. And then also in that first week of August, this is actually a new program. We talked about it a little bit last time, but this is our coloring club.
Coloring, yes.
Yep, that we're doing every Friday at the Senior Center, 9:30 to 12. We got the craft room blocked off for coloring club. We're very, very excited for it. I was actually there for the very first one. We put on a CD together. I think there was like 8 of us in there, mm-hmm. all just coloring our coloring books and chit-chatting. And it's very calm, very meditative, and just a lot of fun. So come on out and make some new friends.
Nothing wrong with that. Yep.
And then finally, the last day of week one, Friday, August 7th at 1 o'clock, we'll be having a flower arranging class sponsored by Care One at Sharon. So Care One is an assisted living facility that wanted to do a program with us, and they were suggesting a flower arranging class, so we're really excited. You'll get a hands-on workshop and take home a completed arrangement. All of the supplies are provided, and this class is free.
Wow.
So, very excited.
Yep.
Moving into week two on Monday, August 10th, our final concert of the summer concert series. Hard to believe we're already talking about the last one. But Monday, August 10th at 7 p.m., we'll be having the bluegrass and hillbilly music at the Senior Center.
Pick up some dust.
Yes, exactly. Our bluegrass jam session has been going on for a couple of months now at the Senior Center, and now this is their recital opportunity to show us all what they've been practicing.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Tuesday, August 11th at 1 o'clock, I am so excited to tell you, Steve, we are having the Party Pigs.
The Party Pigs?
The Party Pigs are coming to the Senior Center. They are actual pigs.
Actual, live, oink, oink,
yes,
oink pigs.
Yep, exactly. A lot of people don't know this. Pigs are actually very intelligent, they're very calm, and they're very happy animals. They're great for pet therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And these pigs, it's called Gilbert and the Party Pigs. They get all dressed up. They do a little show for you. It's just going to be a very fun time. You can hold them. You can pet them.
Kind of a black tie arrangement.
Well, I'm very selfish, you see, because August 11th is actually my birthday.
Oh.
When she told me that that date was available, I was like, well, we can certainly book it for them.
Party pigs.
Get the party pigs, exactly.
Absolutely.
So if you want to come and hear the pigs squeal out my happy birthday to Jillian. Everybody come on out on
we'll
Tuesday, August 11th.
We'll have to set up the TV crew to record that.
That'll be fun. Then on Wednesday, August 12th at 9:45, the Senior Center van will be departing from the Senior Center to take everybody to a Woo Sox game.
Woo Sox!
In Worcester, exactly.
Play ball!
So tickets are $20. That will get you the ticket into the stadium, and it gets it pays for the van to take you there. Now, we only have 12 seats on the van available for this trip, so please make sure that you call early to sign up. You do have to sign up for it. Emily is the only one who can take your reservation because she is our transportation coordinator.
Right.
So you can sign up by calling Emily. It's 508-520-4945, and then you select option one. That gets you directly to Emily to sign up to go to the Woo Socks. Please make sure that you bring sunscreen, a hat, money for the concession stand. There will be lots of walking, so make sure you wear your comfortable walking shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be departing the Senior Center at 9:45 on Wednesday, August 12th, and that will get us there in time for the game.
It's a nice ballpark.
Yeah, they've done a nice job with how they changed over from the Paw Sox.
Right, and they still have heritage games mm-hmm. on the schedule so that they'll wear actual Paw Sox uniforms
yes.
and play as Woo Sox. And you can, of course, buy if you needed an update on your Paw Sox gear. You can do that. All good.
And then also on Wednesday, August 12th, very excited to tell you, Steve, we are having trust fall writing with the Scribblers.
I've heard of that.
Yes.
Yes.
So trust fall writing is with Brittany Capozzi. She does this creative writing workshop where you listen to some poetry and then see where it takes you. Does it inspire you to write about something in your past or about the future? Whether you're an experienced writer, you enjoy journaling, or have never considered yourself a writer at all, you'll find a relaxed and supportive environment where sharing is always optional and no experience is required. The Senior Scribblers and our friend Steve Sherlock here mm-hmm. will, of course, be participating, but this workshop is open to everybody. So if you're just interested in writing, please come on out on Wednesday, August 12th at 1:00.
Yep. And this may be, you know, kind of something in the series that the Scribblers will step out of their kind of normal routine
yeah,
to do.
Exactly.
Because it's writing related.
Yep.
Why not?
And it might inspire you for a story you never thought was in the recesses of your brain.
That too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All kinds of options.
There. Exactly. Then on Thursday, August 13th from 1 to 3, our regular Money Matters office hours with Greg Safford. You got any financial questions?
Mm-hmm.
You got anything you don't really know about but you need some advice on? Come on out and talk to Greg. Very low pressure environment. He'll just give you some advice and let you know, point mm-hmm. you in the right direction.
Right.
And no appointments are needed for that. And then on Friday, August 14th at 11, it's our monthly party.
Monthly party.
It's time.
And what are we doing for this particular party?
The theme is a Sicilian getaway. We're going to Sicily. So first of all, Italian food. You can't go wrong.
You know, yes.
Italian desserts. And the entertainment will be Vittorio De Carlo, the graceful tenor. I'm sorry for mispronouncing that name. But he's a very talented singer. We're very excited to welcome him at our center. So he'll be doing a performance, doing some singing, and then we'll have a fantastic lunch.
He might throw in a Figaro, Figaro, Figaro.
Exactly. You never know. And as anybody who's ever been to our parties can attest, they are a fun time. So please come on out. It's going to be great.
Sounds good.
Then moving into week three on Monday, August 17th at 1:30, the 50-plus job seekers are back at the Senior Center. Now, they have been doing monthly programs at the Senior Center where they talk about a different topic related to finding a job when you
right.
are an older adult. This month, they're doing cover letters and resumes. So that's just something where maybe you haven't updated yours in a while and
mm-hmm.
it could use a little refresh that you could have some help with just
right.
figuring that out. So
yep.
come on out on the 17th and they'll help you.
Tips and tricks are always helpful, especially with more and more of the use of AI and other
yeah.
scan tools. You want to be the top of the pick.
Exactly.
And they'll tell you how to do that.
And there are things that you can put in your resume to help you get to that top of the line.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Tuesday, August 18th, from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., we're very excited for a new program that should be happening quarterly now at the Senior Center. It's called Voices of Franklin. So this is a partnership between the Rec Department, the Senior Center, and the Interact Club.
Yes.
In Franklin, yes. So Interact is a service club for youth ages 12 to 18 who want to better their community. In partnership with the Rec Department, Interact will be hosting a new intergenerational program, Voices of Franklin. Voices of Franklin will meet quarterly at the Franklin Senior Center. Join us for outdoor games, a free lunch, and group discussion. So to kick off the very first session, the discussion is going to focus focus on unity across the generations, mm-hmm. things that we have in common, things that might divide us a little bit, but actually, no, wait a second, we do have that in common.
It's all us.
It's all us, exactly. We'll also be doing some outdoor games, especially it being August. The weather should still be beautiful.
Hopefully.
Yep. Fingers crossed. we'll be playing cornhole, maybe even doing a little axe throwing, maybe a little refresh of the mm-hmm. Olympics. You never know.
Okay.
We'll be having a free lunch and then group discussion. So it's going to be really fun. Really recommend our seniors come out. Come hear from the younger generation because they certainly want to hear from you. We met with them, the Interact Club, the other day, and they are just ready to go. They're so excited. They want to talk with the seniors. They want to learn their perspectives, and they want to play games too.
Yes. And for those who may not know much more about Interact, it's actually the youth group that is a feeder through to Rotary.
Yes, that's
so
correct.
So they are part of the official Rotary, you know, operations. Mm-hmm. Four students got scholarships to go to a conference during the summer. And a couple of those students, I believe, are involved in this particular activity. They've come out of that conference, you know, invigorated with things that they want to do. I had talked with them last year.
Oh, okay.
And a couple of the people have moved on, but a couple of people are coming back and they want to do more. And yes. This is certainly
and this is
on
one of those things. Exactly.
List.
Yeah. So we're really excited to have them. Like I said, it should be happening quarterly. So this will be the first one in August. Then it'll be happening again in November. And then once school is really back in session, we might be trying to do it during the school vacation weeks, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited for it. Just to mention, though, for Tuesday, August 18th, two of our programs are canceled due to Voices of Franklin. So just letting folks know that Bingo is canceled for Tuesday, August 18th, and Cardio Strength and Balance is canceled on Tuesday, August 18th. Mm-hmm. But we'll be back. Both of those things also happen on Thursdays. They'll be happening that same week, just 2 days later.
Right.
Then on Wednesday, August 19th at 1 o'clock, we'll be having our monthly Memory Cafe. This month, California Carl will be back at the center.
He'll be back.
Yep.
He always brings a crowd with lots of good music.
Exactly, yeah, and a very fun time. So memory cafes are just a very safe and inviting environment for our folks with memory loss, especially for their caregivers and their families and their friends. So come on out. Last time I was in there, everybody was dancing. It was just wild. So I highly recommend coming on out. Mm-hmm. If for nothing else, it'll tire you out and you'll get a really good nap out of it. Then on Thursday, August 20th at 1 o'clock, we are having a craft at the Senior Center, Seashell Decoupage.
Seashells by the seashore, except now you do decoupage.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. It'll be a fun step-by-step class creating decoupaged oyster shells. You'll get to take home your creation. You can use it as a trinket dish, a decoration, or to hold your keys. You'll choose from a variety of prints, patterns, designs, and then add special finishes to make it uniquely your own.
Uh-huh.
We have a couple of these at the Senior Center, and like it's such a simple craft, but it's just mm-hmm. lovely. It always brightens my day every time I see them. So now you get to make your own.
Uh-huh.
It's just $6 to join this craft class, and we're really excited to welcome the instructor. Her name is Karen. She's new to our Senior Center, so we're very excited to welcome her.
Good.
Then on Friday, August 21st at 12 o'clock, we'll be having a Lunch and Learn hosted by Cornerstone of Milford and United Senior Advisors. The two of them are joining forces to do this Lunch and Learn at the Senior Center. So first of all, free lunch alert.
Free lunch.
Yeah.
Yep.
But this is going to be a Lunch and Learn about informed decisions for the future. This panel of local experts will discuss long-term care planning, elder law, the PACE program, and ways to make assisted living more affordable. I actually didn't really know a lot about the PACE program until they had reached out and told me that they wanted to come talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's where it helps seniors with staying in their home rather than going to an assisted living or
right.
things like that. So bring your questions, enjoy a complimentary lunch, and leave with practical information to help you make informed decisions for the future. Once again, it is presented by United Senior Advisors and Cornerstone at Milford Senior Living.
Excellent.
So we're excited to welcome them. Then moving into week 4, just two little things to mention. Blue Cross Blue Shield is going to be at the Senior Center on Thursday, August 27th at 10 a.m. They're going to be doing their most popular presentation, which is called Medicare Supplement versus Medicare Advantage. Mm-hmm. You get to compare Medicare coverage through real-life examples with helpful resources, ideal for anybody who's new to Medicare or considering a change during open enrollment. He did let me know, too, he's going to bring donuts and juice. So, again, the food brings the people.
A little food incentive.
Light refreshments.
Yeah, but it's also timely info because, yeah, the open enrollment is just a little bit after that.
Exactly. So, yeah. Yep. Timely information. Come learn a little bit about more about it. Then on Friday, August 28th at 11 a.m., we'll be having Eat Around the World.
And where in the world are you eating this time?
We're going to the Philippines this
Philippines.
Month.
Philippines?
Yes.
So from Italy to the Philippines
in the
same month.
So Chef Anne is actually from the Philippines, and so she does a knockout job at every meal, but particularly with this one, it's going to be good.
Of course. Yes.
So we're very, very excited for this one. Just a quick reminder about Eat Around the World. In the past, we were having a limited breakfast before Eat Around the World. We would have the scrambled eggs and home fries and things like that. We're actually not going to be doing limited breakfast anymore. We weren't getting enough people on that day. Yes, thank you. We weren't getting enough people to really continue doing it. So we are going to do cafe closed from now on for Eat Around the World. So make sure you have a little light breakfast. And then at 11 o'clock, come on down for Eat Around the World.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then, you know, having eaten all then, you'll be all set.
Exactly.
You'll have caught up.
And that's everything I've got for August.
That is a lot.
But I've got a few more things to mention coming up.
Okay.
So we have some closing mentions. On Thursday, September 3rd at 1 o'clock, we'll be having a wind chime craft at the Senior Center. Steve, you may remember we had this back in April.
Yeah,
but
recall.
She had to cancel, actually. She was having some medical stuff going on, but she is back. And so we've rescheduled for Thursday, September 3rd. It is just $5 to create your own wind chime. We'll actually be using materials that are headed to the landfill to create upcycled wind chimes. We'll be taking home a beautiful, unique wind chime that's all your own, and you can start signing up on August 1st.
Ah.
So because this one is very early in the month of September, we're letting everybody sign up starting August 1st.
Okay. That's the one exception.
Yep. Then I have very exciting news that I am pumped about. On Saturday, September 12th, from 9 to 2, the Senior Center will be holding their first yard sale.
A yard sale?
It's
at
time.
At the Senior Center?
At the Senior Center. It is time. So, first of all, this is a perfect opportunity because Bellingham does their Senior Center does a very big yard sale at that same time. So, if you plan to go to Bellingham for their yard sale, you're probably going to have to drive past ours anyhow. So, come on out. We have a lot of goodies, a lot of hidden treasures that we are ready to sell at the Senior Center. We are going to be having tables outside. So, come on out. It's going to be a really good option, especially as people are starting to decorate for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what you might find.
Sure.
We have a lot of really hidden gems, too, like a lot of really good stuff. When Mary and I joke all the time, when we need a break, we go shopping in the gift shop for a little bit.
So Ben has more than bounty.
Yes, exactly. But we've got plenty of stuff for the yard sale. We're very excited for it. And all proceeds that we earn from this go right back to supporting all of the programs and services at the Senior Center.
Right.
So it's for a good cause, too. So you
Absolutely.
Know you're getting something secondhand, which is a good thing, and you're helping out the Senior Center, which is also a good thing.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
My last two things, I did already tease a little bit, but I'll just mention as save the dates here at the end. Once again, our art gallery night will be on Thursday, September 24th from 5 to 7. If you are interested in having a table, if you are a senior artist, please reach out to Jillian Roche at the Senior Center. That's myself. And if you are interested in just attending the art gallery, mark your calendar now so that way you know you can
mm-hmm.
go. And then on Friday, October 2nd, from 10 to 1, will be our Senior Expo for 2026. We are expecting 40-plus vendors. We are going to have a vaccination clinic. We'll have
mm-hmm.
tons of resources, giveaways, all sorts of good stuff. The Senior Expo is a fantastic day. So please come on out on Friday, October 2nd. Again, mark your calendars now.
Sounds good.
And that, Steve, is that.
That is that. Yes.
Plenty of stuff for August.
Plenty of stuff, yeah.
And even beyond August.
Yes. Yeah, and again, that highlights just the real key events. There are still other daily events, Monday through Friday, plenty of stuff happening. And then the two
over
other,
200.
Yeah, it's just there's something almost every hour somewhere in the center.
Yep.
Yep. And then while you mentioned the writers group participating in the Trust for Writing, we'll also meet at the end of the month, the last Wednesday, to do our regular session and record a radio episode. And then if you have any questions about Franklin, what's going on there? How come this is this? That's on Wednesday the 19th at 11 o'clock. There is a mailing list, but you can contact the Senior Center or the TV studio, and we'll get you on the mailing list if you want to participate remotely. So, yeah.
Plenty of good stuff going on.
You know, there's something for everyone.
Something for everyone. That's precisely right. Yes. And you might not even think you have a question until you attend Q&A, and you're like, oh, wait a second.
Wait a minute.
I've always wondered about that.
Where did that come from?
I bet you Mr. Steve Sherlock could help me with that.
If we don't have the answer, we'll find out, because there's a lot going on. So, thank you for taking time. Again, as usual, August almighty. Oh, my.
I know. It's crazy. It feels like it snuck up on us.
Around the corner.
Yep.
Definitely. And then September and the fall right after that. Oh,
I know. Yeah.
My.
I'm not ready for the weather to be cool again, but.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Well, thank you again. And to the listeners, thank you for listening. We do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.